Podtacular, episode 193, Collins and Tales from the Foxhole, for the week of June 14th, 2009. This is part one of two featuring Collins with Chucky J, Random Questions, and the first set of Tales from the Foxhole.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me. A battle will decide our destiny.
Episode of PodTech, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, and this week I have Ryan, or, you know, he's got a few different usernames, as we'll come to find out as the show progresses, but why don't you tell us a little bit about where you're from and your website?
I know you just forgot all my names. That was a great cover.
Oh, sorry, you know, I'm kind of short-minded.
It's Ryan14 or Tuxedo Cat, whatever era you are from.
LOL... Well, what is it?
Don't give out my screen names. Don't
do
it.
Okay, sorry. No, I can't do it. No user information will be given out on the podcast.
I had to bleep that several times on the Real Talk podcast, but yeah, I don't know. You just want some basic information?
Yeah, what's the show? What's the website? I mean, I hadn't heard about it until I was checking out BungieNet when somebody told me that Bungie had us on there, and I was like, oh, what's this? Real Talk looks cool. Like, Real Talk, I assumed it was a podcast.
Yeah.
I never heard of another Halo podcast.
Yeah, well, I mean, basically it started last fall. I was just kind of like, I've obviously been playing Halo 3, and I'm kind of like a hardcore, not a hardcore player, but I play it all the time, and like, I kind of want to do something for fun, and I'm like, you know, a podcast would be really cool, because I like, enjoy, you know, joking around and talking with people and stuff like that, and
then you do it, and you're like, what?
Exactly, yeah, and I had a friend of mine, his name's Mike, he did the show with me, and I asked him, I'm like, you know, would you be interested in doing a podcast? And he's like, yes, brilliant. And I'm like, awesome. So we, you know, just kind of threw around some ideas, and we had the group on Bungie.net. We didn't have the website yet. And I don't know, we just kind of flew by the seat of our pants a little bit and released the first podcast, which I don't know how we did it, but we got Digital Fear on our first podcast.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I just kind of shot him an email, and I'm like, hey, will you do this show? We're starting this podcast, and we haven't had anyone yet, blah, blah, blah. And he responds, and I'm like, wow, really? Is this?
He's a nice dude, man. He'd be surprised when you ask people what you can get, unless it's like Major Nelson or like somebody that's like makes tons of money. I'm not saying Digital Fear doesn't deserve making tons of money. I'm just saying.
No, yeah, I mean, it's really surprising like who will actually go through this stuff. And yeah, so we started doing the show, and it went really well, and people really liked it, and it really helped have Digital Fear because it brought the attention to the show, and we did maybe like one or two more shows before we decided to do the website, because we didn't think it was really going to take off like how it did. And once it started picking up, we're like, we need a website. So we started working on that. We have this.
Looks great, by the way.
Oh, thank you. We have a great team that works on that. And
there are a ton of websites out there. Sorry, but
there are
a ton of them. And that one, this actually looks good. This first thing I noticed was like, this is a good website.
Yeah, thank you. We got a great guy on our staff named Aaron. His username is Visor. Me and him work a lot on the layouts and stuff. The guy's brilliant. Child prodigy. Well, I guess he's not really a child. He's just younger than me, so that makes him a child. But yeah, so I don't know. We just we launched the website, and we have this great community. Like, it's smaller. Like, we don't have like 5,000 members like a lot of the other websites. We probably only have like seven. I think we just hit 800.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we had this small group of members, and I don't know if you checked out the site, like the post counts, but like people post their
off. It was a ton.
Yeah, I mean, it's like by far the most active forum I've seen, I mean, other than like HBO. But
yeah,
I mean, really proud of like what we've done, and we just have such a blast with our members and stuff. It's great.
So, what do you think They say, like, Podtackler is more of, you know, family-oriented and, you know, like, big community-based, having fun, you know, having a good time, not trash-talking.
Yeah.
That's what people come around here for. Why would somebody want to go to real talk?
Because we're the exact opposite of that. I mean, that's exactly what the website's called. I mean, it's real talk, so we don't really hold anything back. Yeah, and, I mean, we're pretty infamous for pulling some pretty cold-hearted pranks and stuff on our members. And I'm sure I think we've jokingly demodded, like, half of our staff and, I mean, all kinds of great stuff. And I don't know. Like I said, I was telling you before the show that, I mean, we don't really script anything at Real Talk, which pretty much every other podcast that I've heard kind of does have a loose script. But, I mean, Mike and I, we just kind of found out that we perform best just throwing it out there and kind of playing off of it, so...
Yeah, if you listen to, if anybody looks at the iTunes as closely as I do, I don't know, I guess I'm like a stats and numbers type of dude, but the number one for the past couple of weeks has been Rooster Teeth's The Drunk Tank, and I don't have official word from them, but I'm pretty certain from how they do the show that they don't have a script. And they're the number one on iTunes, and it's a great podcast.
Really?
I recommend everybody to check it out. And Rooster Teeth, it's called The Drunk Tank, and it's the guys who do Red vs. Blue, Strangerhood, and all that. But I'm pretty sure they don't do script either. So
I'll have to check that out. It sounds awesome.
Yeah. If anybody else out there hasn't checked it out, check it out on iTunes. And we should be getting in the advertising money from Rooster Teeth in a few minutes now that I've finished that. No, I'm just joking. But anyway, yeah, check that website out. I don't think you mentioned the URL, but I'll go out there.
Yeah, well, it's realtalk.com, but talk is 7ALK.
Seven.
Yeah, it's REAL 7ALK. A lot of people are like, it's real 7ALK? Real 7ALK? They can't figure it out. It's real talk, but with a 7.
You know, I figured it. I mean, if you go to, you can figure it out. I mean, all you guys who had, I know that American high school education isn't really all what it's cracked up to be, and I'm pretty sure you guys could figure out
that
7 means a T.
We've reached the success where if you actually go to Google and type in R, it'll auto-complete it to Real Talk, too. So, so all you do is just type R. It's going to be good to go. I think you.
So if you can't figure it out, just type in Real Talk on Google, and I think you'll figure it out. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, it looks – it's if you guys have not been there, it is a – nice looking website, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing I noticed. It said it's very catches your eye, and it's very simple, and there's not like a ton of stuff going on, which is good.
No eyesores.
And I was actually looking through the forums, and I was wondering, are you guys gonna post another episode?
Or, ooh, very good question.
Are you
Well. You know what? We haven't done a show for 6 months because we've had a lot of changes in the staff and stuff. And Mike and I, we don't really talk that much. I mean, we're fine. Like, we're still friends, but we're busy with real life, so we haven't really talked a whole lot. And I know I was telling people, I'm like, okay, I'm going to come out with a show by myself, and we're just going to do this, and it's going to be awesome. And, yeah, doesn't work out so well when you're one guy trying to get, like, all this stuff by yourself.
Yeah.
So I had
really,
a couple
really
people
difficult.
Working on an intro for me that didn't pull through. I can go ahead and talk about it now since it's not going to work out. But Serpento, I don't know if you know who he is. He's a guy who did...
No, actually, I didn't.
He did the Call of Duty 4 gun sounds. They got, like, 20...
Oh, yeah, that was pretty nice. Yeah.
He was going to do our intro. He was a really nice guy, and... too nice, I think. Like, it was too good to be true. Because I messaged him. I'm like, would you be interested in doing this? And he's like, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, you're being really enthusiastic about this. Something's going on. It was almost too easy. And then I'm like, okay, well, I need an intro in the next, like, 3 weeks. He's like, oh, that's plenty of time. So then, you know, it's like one day before, I'm like, I need the intro. No response 6 months later, dude. It was a huge nightmare. But you know what? Like, I'll go ahead. Oh, God. I was going to, you know, surprise people, but you know what? We're coming out with a new podcast, so. is like, it's been 6 months, so I figured everyone else is talking about, well, he's not going to do a podcast. Let's just do a podcast.
Yeah, I'm reading this. I'm actually looking for the form right now, and everybody's like, dude, let's just do a community
and
cast.
Like,
and
yeah, in my brain, I'm like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah, so.
Eventually somebody will. It's very hard. Like, a lot of people I've noticed. We'll like, oh, dude, we're going to start it. And then they're like, they'll get to the recording. And then they'll be like, okay, introduce yourself. And they're like, dude, what the f*** do you want me to say? I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, so. We'll have a, I'm still kind of planning the show right now as far as who's going to be on it. But it's going to be a nice little catch-up episode, I guess, because it's been six
will
months.
Will it be called Real Talk? Will it be called that?
Oh, yeah. It'll be, everything will be the same. It'll just, you know, have 6 months of backstory on it.
Oh, that's. I'll be looking forward for that.
There will be some surprises.
Is it on iTunes?
Lots of surprises.
On iTunes, you think? Is it already on iTunes?
Yeah. We're gonna add it to the feed and everything. So.
Okay. Cool.
If you're subscribed, you'll see a little blip in your inbox. Click it. Get naked and enjoy.
Listen. Wrap some bacon around it.
What?
Wrap some bacon around it.
Yes.
I don't know. There's this weird thing on Raptor that people have, and it'll update their feed and said wrapped cheese and bacon around Halo 3 and enjoy it. And I don't really understand it, but
sounds delicious though.
Ever since I heard that, I've been trying to like use it. It hasn't really worked yet. Like everybody was like, "What the heck are you talking?"
For some reason, I'm thinking about taking like a bacon bath now. Now that you mentioned that, just throwing a bunch of bacon in the tub.
Have you heard that the commercial on the radio about? Oh, what is it, like USDA's choice bacon? And the guy's like, is it bad that I asked my wife to be more like real choice bacon?
Mm.
And he's like, no, that's not bad at all. It's like, yeah, you know, I can understand that, you know. If I ask my wife to be like more like bacon, I mean, how could, you know, it's just asking her to be more awesome. What's wrong with that? More tasty goodness. But, yeah, everybody check that out. Check it out on iTunes. We'll, I'll say we'll post it on the front page, but I'm pretty sure we'll forget about it. But
ouch.
We always say we're gonna post stuff on the front page, and then like the last second to be like, oh, dude, we gotta post this on the front page, and then we'll actually do it. But we'll look into it, and maybe if we get somebody else who actively wants to post on the front page.
Yeah, and beware, like we were talking about, the podcast is definitely R-rated.
Yeah.
So if your ears are not prepared.
Not safe for work.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, it's probably safe for work, but it depends on where you work. If you work at an elementary school, probably not so much. But if you work at, like, a warehouse or a steel mill, that would definitely be appropriate for work.
You should actually play it on the loudspeaker if you work at a steel mill.
Probably. Yeah, exactly. God, that would actually be really good. Good steel mill tunes.
Yes, it would. I think that I used to work at aerospace fabrications plant, which AKA means we used to make airplane parts, and sometimes he would put raunchy stuff on the overspeakers.
I probably dealt with your parts. I worked at Caterpillar for like we probably shipped a lot of your parts.
And if I may interject, that is what she said you did do with my parts. Anyway, let's
do it. Touché, my friend.
That's real talk. Check out the forums. He is not kidding when he's talking about activeness on the forums. Let's see. There's over 95,000 posts in the general discussion, and they only have 841 members. So it's definitely a lot's going on. So if you guys are active,
all time posts like 140,000.
What the number one? Jeez.
Yeah.
I think I'm PodTech there. I've been here for like 3-4 years. I don't even think I got half of that. And I'm not really the most avid poster, but
it takes a lot of dedication and no life to get that many posts on a website. You have to sacrifice many a girlfriends to achieve that.
Well, if you guys are looking to sacrifice many girlfriends, head over to Real Talk and be sure to post as much as you can.
We love
as
cats.
Much.
If you have a cat, you definitely fit in there.
Yeah, it was ceiling cat, keyboard cat. Go ahead.
Oh, that's, you know what? I'm going to start playing people off with the keyboard cat on the Real Talk show, by the way. I was thinking about that.
You say you have like a call-in and they're like going too long. And you're like, okay, I'm going to start playing this. I mean, you got to go now.
Do you love the keyboard cat?
You know, I'm not really all about lolcats and stuff. I guess it's all right. It's all right.
The keyboard cat, don't you?
I'm not.
You can say it.
Everybody remember that my actions and words are not solely represented by podtech.com, but they are represented by myself. It's all right.
You just derailed this whole interview with the hating keyboard cat.
I don't hate it. I'm just saying that, you know, I'm more of a not. I gotta really. I'll put it out there. I'm not really the internet junkie type of, you know.
It's okay.
I don't...
There's, you know, there's good people in this world, and then there's a dog lover, so it's no big deal.
I actually hate dogs more than I.
Oh wow.
I have a cat and I don't have a dog, so it's you know.
Yes, you know, it's all right.
It's all right.
I forgive you.
I hope I didn't ruin your whole experience.
I forgive you for having a cat.
I couldn't tell you what kind of cat it is. I know it meows.
Yeah, at least alive.
And I feed it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've had this cat. It's officially my mom named it my cat. Way back when I was a little kid, and he's not dead yet. So I guess it's doing, or she's not dead yet. So I guess it's going pretty well. But anyway, enough about the cat talk. We are getting
back to Podtacular.
Back to Podtacular and Halo. You guys can check out more cats at lolcat.com if you guys want to check that out. But for the latest in Halo news and tips. Come to the right place. But we're going to start out. We've been doing this recently as a new optional little thing, and it's called Random Questions. It's a new segment here on the show. And I guess we're going to go on and read through them. First off, we got... Oh, first here, I'm going to tell my co-host Ryan 14, that... Ryan 14. I'll read the first one, you read the next one, I'll read the next one, blah, 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 blah.
Okay, I can sure handle that.
Okay,
Lewis.
Cool. Anyway, we got Ed Jersey's son. We've seen him post a few times on here, but he writes in to say, hey, by the way, mongooses are mongooses, not mongeese. If you don't believe me, go to a custom game and change the vehicles on the map, and it says mongooses only. Emo Eddie out.
Thank you, Ed. That is actually a very useful statement.
That'll be very useful for posts to come, for people who listen on this podcast.
I almost killed a man because he said it was mongoose once. No, I'm not kidding. I put my hands around his face, and I gouged his eyes with my thumbs.
And how is he still alive? Is he blind?
He can't bleed to death. He just is blind. So...
But he can still listen to the podcast, so he's good. He can't see, but he can still listen, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
He can't post on the forum.
See, I was thinking listen. Ahead of time. See, it's like we have a podcast, you don't look at it, so, yeah, screw his eyes.
He needed to keep his ears intact. Yeah. But,
all right.
We're going to read on the next.
Yeah, absolutely. Next up, we have Ads Well Fit. It says, hey, guys, your favorite ads here again. Just listen to the last episode. Heck yeah, I'm British. What?
Well. Sorry. We if you listen to last episode, he talks in a kind of a British accent.
Oh, okay.
Accent,
cool.
And I was asking him if he was British, and he could tell us on the next show, and he did. So I was just
okay. Well, this in that case, hey guys, your favorite ads here again. Just listen to the last episode. Heck yeah, I'm British. Me and Dusty have played a few times together. I'm hurt he didn't remember me. Sad face. We even helped Fumo get lag completion and get the skulls. Keep on trucking, frags. Keep on trucking, frags. I don't really know how to put emphasis.
I appreciate that. But, we were saying here on Podtacker, it's keep on fragging trucks. And we've been saying that since, like, episode 20.
Oh, okay.
I really don't know the whole story behind it. But Adswell likes to come in and say trucking, frags. He posts a lot. We actually might read another one of his throughout the show.
Right.
Next up, we got AI Hacker, not to be confused with Al Hacker, which I believe somebody read last week. Hey, guys, it's AI Hacker. Just want to say I love the podcast and bring on some more Halo news. We Halo gamers in the UK love the show. People in Europe love the show. Right down to the matter at hand, I cannot wait for Halo 3 ODST and Halo Reach. Neither can I. They will both add something different than playing a Spartan role. On September 22nd, he's talking about Halo 3 ODST will bring something different to the table, and keep on fragging those noobs. Laugh out loud. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. Yeah, I agree. If you guys listened to the E3 segment last episode, we had Lady Luck and JVB on. Lady Luck actually went to the show and played ODST, and she enjoyed it, and she liked the difference that's between ODST and Halo 3, so just remember to check out 192. And actually, we're going to be posting a... we actually recorded for like 2.5 hours, and we got it down to about 20 minutes for the show, and we're going to be posting the full recording pretty soon. Just if you want to have more information on ODST and Reach and what we think about it, go ahead and listen for the feed and watch out for that.
All right, and I'm glad I get to read this next one. It's from Night Rhino. Hey, Podtacular, it's Night Rhino again, and I think that it's sweet that they're bringing back the Halo 1 pistol in ODST. Those pistols are like a bottle opener for grunts because you shoot them through the ear, it's like a huge ocean of blood and gore. Too bad that's worse. Too bad that's where Stall Me, Please is hiding of what? All of Mustang's watches? Another inside joke that I'm aware
yes,
of.
Another inside joke here on podcast.
And it says, keep on fragging dumb noobs who say they have a job, but they lie because all they do is sit on Duststorm's watches and watch Barney until they release fart juice all over the watches they were sitting on.
All right, point of clarification, we have a guy named Stall Me, Please, who called, who writes in a lot. And his big deal is he likes to steal our watches. And he'll write in about stealing your watch, my watch, everybody else's watch.
Does he wear an overcoat with, like, he opens up the jacket and there's, like, watches
like,
all over it?
Spy versus Spy. He looks like one of those guys with a huge nose. He's actually probably the black one, I'm pretty sure.
What?
You know, you never seen that show?
I'm pretty sure you just cracked a racial joke.
No. There's one that wears a white coat that, like, you can't see in, like, certain spots. There's one that wears a black coat that you can't see in certain spots, and it's called Spy versus Spy. And
okay.
He says he usually sits in the shadows, so I'm pretty sure he's wearing the black coat.
Okay.
But that's thank you for that. I don't know. I don't really understand what's up with the fart juice in the last 2 or 3 episodes, but... If that keeps you guys coming back to the show, I guess keep writing about it.
Will my appetite.
Okay. We got the last one here for random questions, even though I don't think we've had a question yet. I guess we'll call this the randomness segment.
Yeah.
Another British guy. You want to read this one in your British accent? You want to
why don't you give it a shot?
I'm not. I've tried that.
Try it. What do you have to lose?
Fail.
Let's do it.
I really don't even know where to start.
Do it.
Really.
Do it now.
Do it now. I don't even know where to start with this accent. Okay.
You can do it like Australian. That sounds like British.
Shrimp on the barbie. I have a bad thing with doing
it's okay. That. You can read it like normal. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted after doing mine, so I can't handle another one. It's tough to be British.
He's spent. He is spent.
Seriously, I don't know how all the British people do it. That accent just, it's exhausting.
I don't know, the girls love it though, so if you guys want to try to learn it. Sorry guys that I've failed in my attempt to do my British accent, but he writes in, hey guys, I'm British. Yes, that means I'm across the pond, but I do not like crumpets. What? How in the world is that even?
I think he's lying.
It's like,
isn't that like,
it's like
kind of a given thing? I don't know.
It's like not liking hot dogs and being American or something like that. He's got to be lying.
Yeah, he's lying.
It's like the national pastime over there.
Yes.
Anyway, I would like it if you would do a segment about Halo ODST every now and again about your thoughts, some news, or anything. Just an idea. Keep on fragging time so it goes away faster, and we can play Halo 3 ODST over and out. Well, maybe we could take a second and talk about it. Do you wanna say your thoughts on ODST?
Oh, Ryan. My lord. Well, okay. I'm obviously stoked like everyone else is, and I mean...
That's the first time I think I've heard that word in a long time.
Yeah, well, only something like this could bring out a word like that.
But, that's how awesome this is, the magnitude of this.
I mean, at first, I've changed a lot, like my thoughts have changed a lot about it since E3. I mean, before I was excited just because it was something new. And I mean, of course, Halo 3 has actually been out for a long time now. I mean, it doesn't seem like it, but it has, and... But ever since I watched the E3 coverage, when they started talking about like how you kind of travel between time a little bit, like you go 2 hours before, like you're kind of playing a like almost not a memory, but you know something that happened earlier.
Flashback.
Yeah, flashback. There you go. Like the more I think about that is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Because it's not, you know, because you kind of get, you don't get bored, but when you're playing a linear storyline, it's like, okay, well, God, I'm going to keep doing this, and after I'm done that, it's just going to be the next thing. But now it's like, you never know what's going to come, you know? So it'll be really exciting, and I'm really, really excited about what they're going to do with that, because I'm pretty sure it's going to, you know, blow everyone's socks off.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Now, me, I'm not really an open world, you know, style player, but, you know, Halo Universe, if it has, I'm one of those Halo people that'll, if it says Halo, I'll probably buy it. I mean, it's good to straight. I'll either get it for free or buy it.
I hope you're not that way just because, or I'm sorry, because of Halo Wars.
No, I mean, Halo Wars, I bought that willingly, and not because of the name Halo. I actually, my first pro stint before Halo 3 for MLG was on the StarCraft circuit around on the internet. I used to get sponsored by a few different websites and play StarCraft. So I've had a little bit of a history playing RTSs. I think Halo Wars is a shame compared to any other RTS.
See, thank you. Like that's like exactly how I feel, but I feel like they're kind of like reeling the people in who've never played an RTS just with the Halo name, and that's a whole other topic. We'll just refrain from going there, but.
But I think Halo Wars is a good game for the target audience it's trying to reach, and but for me, who likes more complicated and can actually build where the heck I want to build instead of having to stand as a dumb little bay.
Thank you so much.
That's the biggest
mind-numbing
of that game is I would rather build a turret right here just in case they come from there. But no, I have to build it here because that's where they want it.
Actually, this is going to sound really kind of random, but like earlier, like I was telling you earlier, I was suffering from a little bit of a hangover today and spending some quality time in the bathroom, if you know what I mean. And I don't know about you guys, but when I'm in the restroom enjoying a healthy bowel movement, I like to read instruction manuals from video games.
What?
I do. I don't know why. It's like a little free book every time you buy a game.
This is definitely so, the first.
Yeah, so like I was reading Left 4 Dead again today. Jesus, I've read that thing so much. And I'm like, wow, I am really looking forward to taking a dump and reading the ODST instruction manual.
I can see you now like having a party that night just so you can read the manual. Not so you can play the game or anything. No, sir.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, when you're sitting around, you kind of have to go to the bathroom. You're like, man, I really don't want to go because I don't want to be pulled from what I'm doing. Now it's like, wow, well, I could go in there and enjoy myself and read a new piece of literature. Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's somewhat free, not exactly free, but in a hand that you're paying for the game.
It's a bonus. It's an added bonus. They should put that on the front of the box, like on front of the game.
Included with game manual.
Yes, comes with free instruction manual.
That you wouldn't get unless you paid for the game.
Exactly, yeah. Free with purchase.
Anyway, we went from ODST to Bowel
Movers. Yeah.
So that's pretty much when you know to keep moving on. Next we're going to go into another segment that you guys like. It's been on the show since Fumo's been on the show. We got the Collins with Chucky J here, so listen to everybody's nice comments. Collins from Podtacular. So if you guys, we're going to move into that segment just real quick with our man, Chucky J.
Podtacular Collins.
Yes, that's right. It's time for yet another Collins segment. I'm your host, Chucky J's MacBook Pro. This month we had a lot of calls, but we had to narrow it down some. I hope you've liked the MLG segment that G. Lewis brought us, and we've got a couple of calls from Plasma Grenades about MLG Columbus. Chicken Foot calls in with more of his special brand of tales, and of course we have a funny song that deals with online communities. You might have seen that Chucky J had a question get used on 1 vs 100. He is still partying about that, so I had to take over the calls. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Podtacular's truest, biggest fan in all of existence. I would put in a Tale from the Foxhole or game type. I don't know what the thing is for the week, because I haven't checked the website in a while, but I'd like a friend request from one of you guys, and I'd also like to join one of the clans, and my gamer tag is BO3K, and hope to see you guys in the Podtech community. Alright. I love you people. Goodbye.
Well, the answer to basically all those things is go to the website and be active. You can join the Rec Clan, you just basically have to be active on the site. JP Oliver will hook you up. Post in the introduce yourself area if you haven't already.
Hi, this is Rob. Wondering if I can order double extra pepperoni pizza with chicken wings, breadsticks, that's good. My credit card number is,
Don't worry, I have access to a lot of information and found your credit card number and address. The pizza will be there in 45 minutes to an hour.
Hey guys, it's Fierce Friend. Here's Tales from Foxhole. Earlier today, I was playing matchmaking, big team, and it was a big explosion, explosions or something like that, and it was mostly just rocket launchers and sparring lasers, and I just wanted a 2-for-1, except I didn't get the achievement either time, so that made me very sad face. And the best part was I was always sniping out with the laser people who were like all the way after the map. And yeah, all right, guys, this is Fierce Friend doing the long ending. Keep on fragging Digimons who scream nay, 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 nay. Well, nay is kicking Jack Norris's ass. And then this is taking Fumo back to his lair and eating his brains out. Alright, see ya.
I am confused. Who took Fumo Jive back to his lair? Was it Nay Nay or the Pokemon? Chucky J may have boosted for the 2-for-1 achievement. I didn't exist back then, so I'm not sure.
Hi, Potacular. This is GNasty63. I was on Foundry, and I put a bunch of Cannon Mans, like, in a line. And then I, put a bunch of, like, cages or something. I don't know what it's called. So I put, like, surrounded them, so it was, like, kind of enclosed. I think it was, like, a fence. And so I kind of, like, closed it. So if you went through it, you would not go up if you hit the cannon man. It would just, like, go straight, but really, really fast. So I did that, and then put it on the, pointed it towards a wall with a bunch of fusion coil. Then I put a dumpster in it. That way, if anyone walks towards it, the dumpster will hit them and splatter them, or hit the fusion coil, and the fusion coil will blow up. Either way, it was pretty deadly, and I'd like to give a shout-out to Chickenfoot089, because the name's, like, freaking awesome. And to Angela, Duststorm, the one guy, something, Lewis, I listened to it, but, yeah. For some reason, when I bought Halo Wars, I did not get the, multi-map pack or something, whatever, the limited edition. I thought I got ripped off. Went to GameStop, said I wasn't. I don't get how you... I was wondering if you can, like, just download them, because I specifically don't have Xbox Live. I go over to a friend's house across the street. So, yeah. Thanks.
Cannon Mans? LOLOLOLOL. Oh, and according to my research, there has been no map pack for Halo Wars. The limited edition came with the Mythic Halo 3 maps, which you can buy for $10.
Yo, what's up, Patakala? It's Elite Sniper right here. Yo, I want to tell you something real quick. I am making this awesome map,
and it's on a sandbox, and it is awesome. It's pretty awesome, yeah. I forgot the name of it. Oh, yeah. We don't really have a name yet, but it's pretty sweet, dude. All right, check it out. This is how it looks. It's basically kind of like some type of weird Left 4 Dead-ish thing-ish. Well, I basically made a safe room where there is a prowler, and you have to wait for the grav lift to spawn so you can take out all the barriers. And once you do that, you drive through the city, try to avoid the zombies, and get to the top of the building. I built a ton of buildings, and it looks pretty sweet. So, it's not really finished yet, but by the time this episode comes out, it should be in the saucer. My gamer tag is Lead Sniper 962. Calling in for like the fifth time possibly. And I sent a submission, my first submission. You heard it probably on like that sandbox thing. It was the first submission that was ever read. It's pretty sweet. So thanks, Spectacular. Thanks, Chucky J, for putting this submission on the show. And my cat wants to say hi. Want to see that? I don't know if you heard that. Okay, let's see if it says hi now. Yeah, I don't know. It's very meowing. We just got her yesterday, but that's enough of my personal life. Yo, let's check out my file share maybe in a little while. It should be done, and if you want to just send me a friend request, feel free, yeah. My friend list is might be full. I don't know. I'm not sure. But just send me a friend request. I like playing Call of Duty, World at War, and Halo. It's pretty much the two games that I only have. And get Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 because it looks awesome. Just get it because I'm going to pre-order it. And or that or Halo ODST. Alright. Bye, Potacular. Thank you so much. Peace out, yo. Homie G!
Thank you for that, Mr. Elite Spartan. Hopefully you've finished and we can check it out. I know Chucky J is not a big fan of zombies, but most people are. And, by my calculations, Modern Warfare 2 has over 1 billion pre-orders. If you think that is more than there are consoles to play it on, you are correct. I'm sure my numbers are right, though.
Hey, Podtacular. This is Death. Have a good day.
Thank you, I think. Good day to you as well.
Hi, it's Fox Leader here, gamertag the Fox Leader. Just a little, my favorite map so far is Coagulation. The reason that is, there's a lot of funny stuff that can happen on there. For instance, has anybody ever been able to pull off, and this is probably going to be the hardest thing for any of y'all to understand and try to pull off, hitting an anti-personnel mine, sailing across the map, at getting nailed by a rocket, then by a fuel rod, and still managing to land the vehicle, get a kill-tacular, get back to your base, pick up two guys, and still manage to steal the flag before the vehicle even decides to blow up. I've done that. And I'm still extremely puzzled about it.
I can't help you with your puzzle, but I think all Halo players love Coagulation. By my calculations, it has the most custom games played on it. It was great for everything. But that's Halo 2. What about Halo 3? What's your favorite from the new stuff? Sounds like everyone is excited for the Midship remake, but Chucky J is pumped for Longshore, which is likely a Headlong-inspired map.
Hey, Podtacular, some plasma grenades. Calling with the MLG Columbus update. It's a lot bigger than... I only went to Dallas last year, so that's all I had to compare it to. But the venue's huge. Like, there, you can walk around pretty much anywhere, and there's not a group of people unless you're right next to the main stage. Like, it's ridiculously big. And it seems like the sponsors are doing more for MLG. There's more booths and everything, and it looks a lot better. And the one thing they're doing that I think's really cool is they have a text-in thing, and Dr. Pepper's like giving away a ton of stuff. Like, every couple hours they send you a text message, and if you're the first person to show it to them, you get like either a signed controller or other stuff like that. And the FFA is running pretty smoothly, actually. They're doing it a lot better than they did last year. They actually have you get a time slot so that people can't just keep cutting in line you're going through over and over again. The line stays ridiculously long. You can only play once in each hour time slot, and you get a new wristband every time. They actually put your name in the computer and everything, so it runs a lot smoother, and it's a lot better. They don't do it by points. You have to actually just win your game and then go to the next table, and then that's where the winners all play against each other, and you keep playing until you lose. Yeah, the event seems to be going pretty good. Yeah, well, I'll call again later. Sometime during Sunday, and I'll keep you guys updated. Alright, bye. Hey, Buck Dad, go with Plasma Grenades. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm in the actual venue for Columbus. Just an update. We're on solo pod tag where people, KBC's team that he coaches, Severn, just beat Flatline. And I think that guarantees a top 24 spot.
That is so awesome that KBC's team did well. We watched the finals with Straight Rippin' and they just dominated. Thanks Plasma Grenades for the live updates.
Hey Podtacular, it is ChickenFoot089 here with yet again with a turlet tail. I just want to tell you guys that I've started watching a bunch of World War II movies and just want to recommend a few to you. Flags of Our Fathers, it's very gripping, and Saving Private Ryan is, it's pretty good. Tom Hanks, you know, vintage. But yeah, there's another one. Oh yeah, and some Vietnam movies are pretty good as well. But I just want to tell you about something, but I forgot it, so I might call back later and I'll explain what I had. Thank you. Bye. Hey, Podtacular, it's Chickenfoot. I'm back with another turlet tale, and just summing up what I was supposed to say last time, I was going to say that I apologize to everyone who I've played with, who I've lagged out with, especially Sammer and Fisherman Q and Pink Fury. So keep on fighting, jerks.
Network issues are the bane of gamers everywhere. Sometimes I'm just downloading Chuck's emails and it takes forever. What's up with that?
Hey, this is Domeku, and this is my tale from the foxhole. I was sitting there on Sandbox, and we were playing full team Sandbox, big team battle, right? So we walked in, started shooting, and a warthog was driving. Somebody had shot the warthog with the driver in it enough so that when a mongoose drove into the mongoose obliterated the warthog somehow, and the warthog exploded. The mongoose came out okay, which was really odd. I don't know how that worked, but it ended up we won the match for some reason. The score was 100, and the other team had 75. But I don't understand how a mongoose gets, you know, I don't understand how it obliterates a warthog. Keep on fragging trucks while Prairie Man plays World of Warcraft and tries to get his level 80 Death Knight, which he can't because his game's glitched, while his uncle caresses his fat handles and pre-chooses food during Dora the Explorer while he's watching that with Big Bird, and Big Bird's sitting on him. And then Abramo looks down the toilet and drops a pickle. And then Pearly Man eats whatever falls down the toilet. And then he goes to eat his food while we sit there and play Deathmatch in Halo. Yeah. Alright, bye.
That was a pretty crazy story. By my calculations, mongooses destroy warthogs in less than 0.002% of matches.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's MLG Elite Iceman again. Just calling to tell you a cool tale from the foxhole I had the other day. We were kicking butt in a social big team, and I had 35 kills, and I finished it almost off by myself I got over half of the kills for my team. I got 55, and I went 55 and 23. So, all right, keep on fragging fat kids that eat hamburgers that choke on McNuggets. Bye.
55 kills. Impressive, sir. Well done. I bet you are a master of shotgun awareness.
Hey guys, it's Adswell Fit here. Just for dropping the line for my first voicemail. Yeah, contact rules.
Sweet. Adswell Fit is a regular on the forums, and it's great he was able to call in for the very first time.
Hi, this is ODSDDY, 5 in the morning, waking up my friend and pissing him off. I just thought this was... Okay, he's gonna kill me, I'm gonna... Hey, Podtac, this is ODSTEJY. Sorry about that last message. I thought it'd be funny if I woke my friend up at 5 in the morning and started calling his voicemail. It wasn't very funny to him, he punched me continuously, but, you know, what are you gonna do, you know? Myself and the fossil is, capture flag on standoff. I'm on the back of a mongoose. Guy comes up, sticks me in the back. Then someone quits. Come back to the screen. Blows up. Mongoose goes rolling, but I'm not dead. That injury is all sweet. Alright, that's my tale from the foxhole. Keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on fragging trucks that are driven by midgets and one people on your voicemail that keep stealing the storm's watch.
Well, thanks for calling in, everyone. You make the show what it is since it's all community-based. Chuck will be back next time as I'm sure he'll be over his 1 versus 100 excitement by then. I figured we could continue this new tradition of having a song at the end if I'd looked through Chuck's most recently downloaded tracks and picked one. He just found one by Optimus Rhyme, which is a cool nerdcore band. Check them out at OptimusRhyme.com. That's OptimusRhyme.com. They have a couple really cool albums. This track is called Obey the Moderator and is a really important lesson for all the new people at Podtacular. Peace out.
I agree to accept the following terms and regulations put forth by the administrators of this community and blah, blah, blah. I accept. Listen up, newbie, we gotta get a few things straight. Who these people are that can wait? This is my boy, my world, my space. I vote every boy, you gotta read them, okay? Cool, I guess it's it, man, we're straight. And if you need something, I'll be up kinda late, like 2. See, that's when it gets bad. People start blaming and everybody's mad. That's when I gotta bust out the band. Trust me, man, some of these people just can't stand one another. So I gotta cover up a scandal. Nah, dude, I can't let you know my aim handle. Drop it. I'll grab your IP and block it. If you can't stay on topic, you got it. If I wanna lock it, there's no way you can stop me. Confident, cocky, the cubicle jockey. Create a state of calm. Scan sentences and announce who's wrong. You are a troller, 1 week banned. I know your other screen name, man. Obey the moderator, I cater to the regs. Hook them up with handles and bloat all the threats. You are a liar, permanent ban. I'm over by your password, man. Scum of the earth, attack us and laugh as we back up with words. But whatever, I got an upgrade up my sleeve. Trade off sleep for new security. It's part of the job, I don't mind it. And if you break a rule, better believe that I'll be the one to bite it. I'm tracking down every last duplicate account. I'm on my way to admin, there's never been a doubt. I see that you're a nudity community and soon to be in trouble. And you're proving so you really should be resuming. Obey the moderator, create a state of calm. Scan sentences and announce who's wrong. You are a troller, 1 week. The screen name is Obey the moderator, I cater to the race. Hook them up with handles and float all the threats. You are a liar, permanent ban. I'm
All right, everybody, thank you for listening to Chuck E. J's segment. I know it's great and wonderful. Hopefully he had some more good music on.
I enjoyed it.
It was pretty good. He had Eat Brains on a couple times ago, and he's had some good songs on since then. But Chuck E. J, thank you for doing that. As always, we look forward to the next one.
Golf clap for Chuck E. J.
Oh, golf clap. Let's do it. Nice and soft. Yeah. Nice and soft. Okay, and we're spent. We move up to the name of the show, Tales from the Foxhole. Do you want to read it all slow, like? You
want to
read it?
You want me to do it?
Yeah, you want to read it?
Tales from the Foxhole. The Fox.
Wait, let's get right into this. We actually are going to start off with the person we ended with in the last segment. We got Bolty117 here one more time, and he writes in, "Hey, Podtacular, it's Bolty117, and don't forget everybody's British."
Mm-hmm.
He's writing it again, and I have a tale from the Foxhole. I was doing Social Team Slayer on Valhalla, as we like to call it, River Runs Through It. And I got 22 kills while gunning on a Warthog. I thought that was kind of amazing. Keep on fragging, stall me, please. You stole my brand spanking new gold watch.
God, that bastard.
That guy's just, man, he's just running rampant, man. He's like Ryan with ladies. Stall me, please, is doing it with the watch.
You'll have to tie a chain to your watch and attach it to your pants, like your wallet.
Or maybe to your Halo 3 disc, because I know you would never let that out of your sight.
There you go.
Yeah,
he 22 kills while gunning on the Warthog. That's what you call Ryan 14 style.
Dude, I wanna know who the driver was, because it takes skill to drive and to shoot.
Absolutely.
When you're driving and you see somebody in front of you, you're like, shoot that guy. It takes some good teamwork sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Especially on Valhalla, if the whole team, you know, you got laser, you got missile pods.
And then you've got the idiots on your team that will, like, run it off every... Like, on Valhalla, they'll just drive it off, like, the top, the Lion King cliff, you know? And they'll just, like... Yeah, it's like, dude, what are you doing? We only, you know, we'll have to wait for, like, 2 minutes for a new Warthog, so just, oh, my God. And then you remove them from your friends list and hope that they die.
You make fun of them.
Yeah.
Repeatedly. Every time you get to Valhalla. I met the Osborne just one time with his new...
Yeah, Mike was a really good... Mike and I were, like, the perfect combination. It was funny because we were both podcast hosts, but he was the most amazing driver, and I'm a pretty good gunner. So, like, we would have a blast on the Warthog. I love it.
It's like good times on Dukes of Hazzard, mm-hmm. but like Halo style.
Exactly.
And podcasting style.
Yeah, there you go.
The next dumb of the week.
Okay, so let's see. The next Foxhole story that we've got... From Soccer Sack. Yes. Hi, PodTac. This is Soccer Sack. This is my first post. Well, here's my tale from the Foxhole. Okay, me and my friend were playing on Sandbox, and so my friend gets mad because I'm pwning him. So he starts throwing plasma grenades at me. So the first lands short. The second one he threw would have hit me, but the first one explodes and pops the second one over my head. I don't die, but my friend couldn't believe it. So while he stands there, I use my special assault rifle and kill him. Well, that's my tale from the Foxhole. I want to know what type of special assault rifle he was using.
It's we call the battle rifle the special assault rifle.
Oh, cool.
Special. Because it's basically, it looks the same, it's just upgraded and special.
I like that a lot, actually. And then he notes, keep on fragging truck. And he also says, before anyone asks, soccer equals my favorite sport. Sack equals my initials, soccer sack. Peace out.
Oh,
I like
sack. I'll just say my genitals. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I think sack, just add a K on there. Why not, buddy, you know? Soccer sack, it rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, it works good. I like that name. It's pretty nice. But a nice tale from the Foxhole there. I guess I'm going to warn our guest host that not everyone is the best speller in the world. And you did it pretty well. I like how you
Thank you.
Threw it in.
I'm so used to reading noob type. It's just amazing.
He actually has a degree in it, guys. I don't know if you guys understood that.
Face roll typing is your face on the keyboard.
It's when his cat comes on the keyboard every once in a while and decides to add a little.
No, it's like they lay their hands on the keyboard and they just kind of close their eyes and just kind of let their brain move their fingers without actually paying attention. I mean, you can't you look down on that. It's just, you know, a different method of typing.
Just what happens.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, some people like to do the whole home row keys and some people just like to aimlessly put their hands down.
Unpack.
Whatever comes up.
Unpack for the win. Why not?
Let's move on. We got the real 256 here. And he writes, and hey, Podtacular guys and guests. Oh, he says hello to you, too. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
Got another tale from the foxhole. Once while playing Slayer on Guardian with my handy-dandy battle rifle, I made my way to the hammer, which then I picked up. It was hammer time. They like MC Hammer going over here. Scored a nice double-double after a little circle. And had another four kills, then got my BR back out and died. That sucks.
Yeah.
Just say, wasn't number one, but hey, you can't win them all. Shouts out to G. Lewis and Duststorm. You guys rule, but mainly G. Lewis. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's why I decided to read your post. Because you said that. Thank you very much. Keep on fragging people awake in the power of the Guardians and die because of
Ooh,
it.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Lewis for the win.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I'm trying to understand what he... It was hammer time, scored a nice double-double after a little circle had another four kills.
Maybe he was typing a sentence and he just kind of thought of something else and just threw it in there. But whatever, it's kind of poetic.
They got ABR in the back. Okay, I get it. Maybe a little circle is another person that he was playing with?
Oh, no. After a little circle. Oh, he was probably moving in a little circle. And got a double-double, and then took
and then he got
BR
in the back.
He took a BR in the back. Someone shot him in the back. No. So,
kill people from the backside is not the best way.
Little abstract typing translation for you there.
I don't have a degree in lull type.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually working on it, though, currently. I go to night school for it.
Mine's framed in my bathroom so I can read it when I'm bored. All right, next one up, we got Tactical Leader next. Hey, yo, it's me, Tactical Leader, with another submission. Let's see. So this one time I was playing a version of Infected when I, getting killed by an Infected, tried to kill my guest. I pulled out my plasma pistol and he shot me with a rocket. I shot a plasma pistol and the rocket seemed to deflect off of it. Thanks, and keep on fragging Fumos. Midget on a leash. You guys have a lot of inside jokes going on.
It seems like I really don't know what the midget on a leash is, but there are some things about midgets going around that keep on fragging midgets and stuff. But I never would have guessed a plasma pistol to deflect a rocket.
I mean, Tactical Leader, were you under the influence of LSD at the time?
Were you? Well, I mean, that's a you should write us back and let us know if you were or were not.
Because if you were, that is a very dangerous drug. I have known many a people to go zombie style and eat out people's lungs while high on that drug. So stay away from it.
While recreational of use.
Yeah, take yourself down in an empty room if you do decide to take LSD.
It would be interesting to actually go try that out for myself. I think I might go see if I shoot a plasma pistol at a rocket, if that will deflect it. I know if you shoot a BR at it, it'll blow it up. And if you hit it with the hammer, it'll deflect it, but I never heard of a plasma pistol deflecting.
That might be one for a good old Random Sauce to try out on Halo 3 Mythbusters.
Yeah, why don't you, I wonder if he listens. I know he listens to yours, isn't he, correct?
He's a staffer.
He's been on
our website.
So maybe you should get him to listen and see if you can try that out.
He'll be listening for sure. He loves podcasts, so
that's what's up.
Yeah.
Well, we got up here. We got Stunned Trout, and he writes it. Hey guys, it's Stunned writing in from my tail from the foxhole. I was sniping at Camp Froman. That's what I like to call it. I don't know whatever people call it. In the last resort, and I saw a guy near the turrets. I took a shot at him and hit him in the chest. He retreated to cover. But I still took the second shot. And guess what? Double headshot. It turns out a guy was behind him and was the first guy. I was retreating. The second guy pushed him back into my sights.
Nice.
I'll have the clip on my file share soon. My gamer tag is Stunned. T-R-O-U-T. Check that out, everybody. S-T-U-N-N-E-D-T-R-O-U-T.
Stunned.
And I was looking for some Podtech friends, and if you could send a request, I'll be happy to play Fatkid with you. P.S. A warning to all clans, I can lick anyone's bunny.
Wow, that's dirty.
That is. I don't really understand what he means. Maybe it's another inside joke that I'm not a part of. Keep on freaking orange eating bunny licking traps.
Wow.
Check that out. Check it out.
All right.
So he eats. Keep on. Have you ever heard of anything about licking bunnies?
I can imagine what he's talking about. I don't know if you want me to actually go into his explicit details.
Maybe we should go on to the next topic.
So next up, we got Raza119. Hey, PodTac, it's the phenomenal Raza119 with a funny tale from Social Slayer. Anyway, Jesus. I was on the seawall last resort where the sniper spawns with a splazer. A fully loaded warthog drove under me, so I fired my trusty splazer and got a triple kill. Then the warthog wreckage hit another guy and killed him. Then I picked up the sniper, turned to Camp Froman, and got two headshots. I got a kill-tacular for pod-tacular.
Oh, ain't that sweet.
Shout-outs to F-I-S-H-E-M-A-N.
It's supposed to be Fisherman Cube, but I guess he forgot the O.
Oh, yeah, that happens, you know. And Chickenfoot89 and Funny Boy keep on trucking frags. P.S. Gluis, if you want to watch the video of my clan winning the clan match 50-9, it's on my file share under the name They Suck.
Nice. Thank you for posting that on there. He actually just added me as a friend a couple days ago, and I will be sure to check that.
Don't confuse that file for They Suck 001 and They Suck 002 and They Suck. So on and so forth.
That sounds... I've had it happen to me before when I've actually killed a ghost with a rocket, and then the wreckage came and killed me, and that was not fun. But I guess it's always better when it happens to somebody else and not you, especially if you shot the rocket.
And I don't even think insurance covers that if you get killed by a destroyed vehicle, so...
No, I don't think it covers that. Maybe it does, you know, insured warthog insurance, but... Not wreckage, you guys. Sorry about
that. Yeah, once it's destroyed, you know, keep your distance, because...
Mm-hmm. Random tires and everything.
Yep.
Next, we got Ant One, or One Ant One. Maybe that's another way to say it. But hi, guys, what's up? Well, the other day I was playing Shoddy Snipes on the pit, and it was a pretty close game. Going back and forth the whole time, I just got killed and respawned as my teammate was in a fight on the opposite side of the rocket hallway. I tried to help by ricocheting some bullets down the hallway and ended up betraying my teammate. I had the clip rendered on my file share, thanks to Bungie's rendered video. If you want to check it out, do they have he might have that Oh, never mind, he's talking about the thing. I was talking about that beta earlier last week, and we wanted to see who actually had it, and I don't know if he's referring to that. I don't think so.
It looks like he rendered it, so
yeah, I'm not sure. But, and I was catching up on the episodes and heard you guys talking about remakes of Halo 3 maps. I was the one who was making Guardian in the Sky Bubble with my friend. I don't even know why. We were extremely bored. Keep on fragging trucks and frag carrying trucks.
Wow.
Keep on fragging frags and frag carrying trucks. Sorry, we're just using saying the fragging trucks. But, yeah, we had somebody post in last week that they were making Guardian. And we were like, why would they remake Guardian in Halo 3?
Yeah, because it's already an existing map.
Well, that sucks that you killed your teammate, buddy.
It does suck. I bet he was pissed.
Both of them.
Yeah.
I would have been like, dude, come on. Did you not see my little, you know, G12 running up there? Come on, man. You didn't see my little tag?
And I can't deal with a 10-second respawn. I usually get bored and shut off my Xbox, so...
All right, screw this, guys. I'm gone.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go read some game manuals and go to bed.
BRB, I'm going to go get married and have a family. I'll be back when I respawn.
Game over.
Yep. All right, so let's see. Next up, we got Maximo Knots. Hi, guys. Maximo again. I have three tales today. Three foxhole tales.
Three tales from the foxhole.
And, well, the first one was when I was playing Slayer on Guardian. I was third and drawing with second, I was third and drawing with second after I had just got a killing spree. I respawned on the other side of the map, away from the fighting. I launched a frag, and it flew straight towards the second level where the energy lift drops you off. Just then, an injured opponent flew up the lift as he landed on the ground. The frag landed at his feet, He had no shields and so was sent to an explosive death.
Darn.
Nice. Pretty cool, though. Next, I was playing Team Slayer with my brother on Split online on Valhalla. And as I had just died, I watched my brother's screen for a second or two, and he managed to melee a guy on top of the hill in the middle. The dude went flying straight from the hill into the cliff wall and made the infamous Master Chief as he died. Finally, yeah, you like
it's always fun to hear.
I think I got that mixed up with the Elite, actually. And the Elite's like,
Master Chief's is it's more high-pitched, I think.
Ah!
Yeah, there you go.
Finally, I was playing Team Slayer on Rat's Nest alone, and I picked up a brute shot near the Pelican. Seconds later, a Warthog with a passenger came by and slowed down. I sent off a salvo. Ooh, nice word. A salvo of shots and managed to flip the hog before it fell off the cliff and gave me a double kill. All the clips are in my file share. Keep on fragging hunters without their armor and keep searching for Nene.
Oh God.
Gotta love
two more hunters. There's a thing where a guy went through and knocked off the anus armor off the hunter, and they were trying to wear it. So that's what he means by knocking off the hunter's armor. And Nene on that, it's supposed to be a horse, I think, but I don't really know where that comes from.
I don't know. Why would you go for the armor? I would just go for the hunter's cornhole.
Yeah, seriously.
I'd want to look at it and put my...
For the fox?
Slip my BR in that mother. Take a good shot.
We got Night Rhino here again, and he writes in, "Hey, Podtech, it's Night Rhino, and I had a funny story that he would like to tell. My friend made a map in Sandtrap, and there was a huge pile of fusion coils. He was not thinking, and he was sniping on them. I was smart enough to stick a spike grenade on his back, and everything exploded, throwing his dead body into a mongoose, only to be teabagged.
Wah, 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 wah.
Keep on fragging, and Night Rhino out." I wasn't here. It was a couple episodes ago when I couldn't make it. But we had a big thing about how teabagging and people don't like it. I enjoy a good recipient. I like being a recipient and the giver of a teabag.
That all depends, Lewis, for me. I can't quite say the same.
On Halo.
I don't know. Do you have recon armor?
No.
Okay. It gets a little annoying when you have recon armor because you know that people are doing it for screenshots every time. So,
all right, guys. I know that Too Old to Play is going to be doing that whole charity thing coming up, and it's like how it goes is they're going to post like challenges, and everybody who completes the challenge is going to get so much money. Is going to be submitted to Too Old to Play. I'm thinking about submitting a challenge that who can ever get a picture of teabagging old Ryan here.
God,
I'll donate.
Why do you think
$20? We'll be in talks. We'll see how that goes. But
well, as long as it's for charity, that's cool.
It's all good as long as it's for charity. As long as it's going to a good cause.
Word. Let's see. Am I next?
Yes. Unless you don't want to read it.
Oh no. Let's go ahead and let's read it. I'm anxious to read this long URL here. Okay. Punxsutawney Phil, the groundhog himself, says, "What up, homies? It's Punxsutawney Phil with another tale from the foxhole. So, Quigs4494 and I were messing around with gravity hammers on Sandbox, where everything was in the sky bubble. I was down in the crypt, and he was on the main level. He jumps down, and I'm standing directly under the hole. I jump, he collides with me, swings his hammer, and gets a splatter metal. His hammer hadn't even swung yet. And as I said, there's nothing down there for him to splatter me with. We watched the vid, and sure enough, his feet connect with my head, then I die. It couldn't be lag either, since we were on the same console. The vids are in my file share in here." Okay, I'm going to read these. Just type them in.
Do you want to?
Hell yeah, of course. Why not?
I mean, they're going to be in the show notes for everybody, but if you want to listen, we got firsthand. Right?
I want to read it, okay? http://www.bungie.net/online/halo3userContentDetails.aspx?h3 file ID equals 803-87502. Next URL is http://www.bungie.net/online/halo3usercontentdetails.aspx. *H3 file ID = 7845648 0
Well, thank you for reading that. For everybody out there, don't remember to write. I mean, if you need to rewind just a little bit to get those, go ahead.
No, if it's too much trouble, just put on your accessibility options on your computer and do like voice to text, and just play that clip back, and it'll fill it in automatically.
Yeah, do that.
And also. There are two, and they're both rendered on rendered. So, okay, there you go. And also clearing up some Halo Wars canon up. Canon up?
What? Okay. You like canon, you know what canon means, right?
Like a
lore.
Okay, anyway. UNSC ships have multiple engines. The Shaw Fujikawa slip space engine, which they blew up in the normal engines, which power the rest of the ship. Since they were supposed to go only to Harvest, they weren't prepared to communicate through slipspace with probes, hence no knowledge of the Flood. Serena was easily able to identify their threat because she was observing everything from the ship, while in Halo 1, Cortana was jacked in your armor, and the game would have been boring without the Flood. One last thing is that the Covenant copy the Forerunner technology while the humans make their own stuff. Ooh, okay, here's a fun one. Keep on fragging Tasty Tiger's butt plug fart juice with pumped from Mars to attack Nene's special assault rifle's anus armor. Punxsutawney Phil, the groundhog that's just chill, signing out. There we go. P.S. I made a Twitter just to follow Gluis and Podtacular.
That's dedication to the show. But a couple shows back, another explanation here for something. We had a Halo Wars episode where we were talking about, you know, stuff that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for filling us in on some of the questions we might have had from we wanted some people to answer.
Absolutely.
And thanks for filling us in. Yeah,
Wait. Thanks for Punxsutawney filling us in. Oops. See what I did there?
That's a good one. It's a good one. You should probably copyright something like that.
Yeah, well, that one's for free, just for all you guys.
That's for free. Okay. Thanks for Tony Fitness. Well, maybe you'll start posting on your episode. You guys start saying.
There you go.
There you go. Let me copyright that. Next guy, we got John S. Hey, PodTech. It is the superhero Super Taco. All right. And I have a tale from the foxhole. It's always good to hear from Super Tacos.
Yeah.
Well, I was playing Squad Battle, since at the time I didn't have the legendary map packs, and it was the closest thing to Big Team. Well, my team was down by one flag. Game type was one flag CTF on standoff. So I used my Ultra Heroics to sneak behind the enemy lines. We were defending the flag. I sit and wait in their base while I hear they are running the flag back. I throw out a power drain and use my special AR.
Ooh.
To headshot five guys in a row, getting a kill tech for pod tech.
Oh, yeah.
This stops the team from scoring, and I receive 3 stop the flag carriers from that one play. Mm. See you guys later, and keep on fragging trucks.
Very nice.
We got 2 kill techs for pod tech this week. 2 of them.
2, that's better than 1, right?
Yeah, 2 is, I mean, we might even have 3. We're not even done yet, ladies and gentlemen.
We aren't.
Not even done.
We're almost halfway done.
Almost.
All right, so let's see. Next up, looks like we have, ooh, nice, Chickenfoot 089. How ya? Chickenfoot.
How ya?
How ya? 089 here with a juicy tale. It takes place in Rat's Nest on Squad Battle. I was playing with Kanga 95 and Samers 600, Renxen 5, and Stazik 7.
You have some weird game
God,
tech friends.
Seriously, my, weird, my friend, like, yeah. I don't even know. Okay, the game was Slayer, and we were owning the other team, with Samer and I leading the charge. I kept owning their warthogs with stickies and boarding. I was alone on the circuit with a normal and special AR. Nice. A hog charged at me. It had three men inside. They lowered my shields, and I had no stickies. I boarded them and took the driver out. I kept meleeing and killed the side passenger. I hid behind the burnout shell, and finally the cavalry arrived. A ghost and 2 warthogs backed me up.
That's some cavalry.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. This is Chickenfoot 089 signing off, and I hope to play with you in the near future. Shout out to Samer, even though whenever I play with him, I lag out. Keep on fragging the Halo 3 pistol.
Now, there must have been somebody else on there, or one of the Warthogs didn't have a gunner.
Mm-hmm.
What it seems like here, but I don't know.
Sounds like a lie to me.
I don't know. Maybe there's only one Warthog. Maybe he saw two. Maybe he was tripping on something as well.
Chickenfoot, were you lying to us?
We will check your file, your status, and see what's going on.
I don't appreciate liars.
Here we got next. We got X Legendary Pete, and he writes, "And hi, Podtacular. Listen to this. I write to you, for I got a tale from the foxhole.
Oh yes.
On Orbital, me and my friend were playing Shoddy Flags. The other team was planning, or whatever you call it. I guess they were working out their strats, you know, MMG style." To get our flag, they had two guys go on a mongoose, and the other two were walking to our base. My friend throws a plasma, killing the first two on the goose, and the other two come at him, and he gets an overkill extermination.
Hmm.
On a side note, he's playing Shoddy Flag, so nobody has a shield.
Hmm.
A few seconds later, I'm near the hall of their base where I see them come back, and I throw a nade, kill one, kill two of them in one shot, and hit the last guy and get an extermination too. So two exterms in one game. How do you get one shot with a shotgun and get two
people? It sounds like a lie again. Jeez.
I hope not. So overall, the view of it is the other team got wiped up twice in less than 20 seconds. That's all for now. Keep on fragging trucks.
Either way, if that is the truth, that's pretty impressive. So
yeah, I don't think I've ever got a double kill with one shot of a shotgun.
Yeah.
I've done it with a BR and a sniper, never with a shotgun.
Yeah, I've only done it when I was standbying in Lone Wolves, so.
Maybe that's another one for.
That was a joke, by the way. Don't do that.
Maybe that's another one for your guys to check out.
Yeah, Mythbusters. Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
All right, so let's see. Next up, kind of hungry, Lewis.
Been kind of hungry.
How about a little T-bone? A little T-bone.
Dude, that sounds great.
10.
Dude, I want it medium well.
All right, medium well. T-Bone 110 says, "Hey, this is the super awesome Forge Master T-Bone 110 with my tail from the foxhole." Yeah, that's the foxhole theme now. I was playing Team SWAT earlier today. The game was 4v4 SWAT guns on Guardian.
I hate that game too.
I was on the blue team. A little bit through, the score was blue 19 and red 17. Then two of the players on my team quit. My teammate fell into despair.
Oh, no, we're going to lose.
Despair? I don't know. But we pushed through and gave it our best and ended up winning. Woot! Woot! Blue 50, red 47. Okay, this is T-Bone 110 saying, "Keep on fragging people that I quit in the middle of Team SWAT games." Oh, I see.
Especially SWAT guns.
So you can kind of relate the keep on fragging to your story, I guess?
Yeah, you can keep on fragging whatever you want. You can frag whatever. Like,
Fragging balls?
Dude, you can frag whatever you want, man. A couple weeks ago, I was fragging Indian call center women because they didn't understand what I was trying to say.
That's awesome.
So that's what I was fragging that week.
I like it.
Yeah. I got Rice Snake Roz here. Another one who posts a lot here on Podtacker. Gather round, one and all, to hear my tale from the glorious Hole of Foxes.
I like that much better, actually. Glorious Hole of Foxes.
Glorious Hole of Foxes.
It's like it's straight to the point.
What's the theme song for the glorious Hole of Foxes? And no, just to clear it up, he's not on drugs. Just a thank you for this side note. Well, I was playing with Duststorm and Chucky J and some other guys, and we were all getting our mythic achievements. I think I think Duststorm told me the story earlier. It's pretty funny. Duststorm was getting annoyed. Chucky was giving us a silent treatment, and I thought I would have some fun. We were playing one bomb on Orbital when I thought I would nade jump up onto these windows and camp. A mongoose came by, and I stuck it for a double kill. Later, when there was 10 seconds left, the bomb carrier was coming by with a mongoose for defense. I stuck the carrier and stopped them from winning. Good job.
Very nice.
Shout-outs to Fisher Man Q. Another shout-out for Fishy Man. Look at that. He's getting a lot of shout-outs.
What a popular guy.
Yeah. Chucky J. Myself, G. Lewis. Crypto. Ryan.
Hmm?
The greatest sniper in the world. And Fumo Jack.
Really? You think he can give me my 50 and team snipers?
Well, all right. Another one. He's a... When he refers to the greatest sniper in the world, Duststorm, we have a joke going that he's the greatest sniper in the world.
Mm.
The other host, who's not attending this week, and we are all in mourning. Full.
He's too busy sniping.
He's too busy. He's too busy getting his sniper kills on, man.
Yeah, keep on fragging the sniper. Did I do that right?
Yeah. There you go. Who didn't show up? But anyway, we still got more from Roz. Keep on fragging Terminator Salvation, because me and Fumo think it has too many fails to be an epic movie, even though, spoiler, there was a digital Arnold Schwarzenegger in it. Right, Snake Roz.
I unplug my ears now?
Yes. Did you not want to hear that?
Well, I hadn't seen the movie yet, so.
Oh, okay. Well, don't read it either.
I'm not.
Just go to the next one.
Okay, let's see. Next up, oh my God! Guess who it is?
It's Mr. Popular himself. We need drum roll.
Fisherman. Blah, 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 blah. I already spoiled it. Fisherman Q. Wow, this guy capitalizes a lot. Okay, here we go. Hey, it's very appropriate though, and she's very respectful to everything.
Yeah, Podtacker is capitalized. G. Lewis is capitalized. Two most important.
Okay, very. Okay, let's see. It says, "Hey, all you Podtackians." Podtackians, yeah.
Yeah.
It is Podtacular's only Q-related fisherman here with a tale from the foxhole. I was playing Team Snipers with my new friend Cannons with a 4. Shout out. I digress. So we were playing Snipers on Sandtarp, which, as everyone knows, is a very big map. I start going off with my sniper, like Duststorm. The game ends, and my KD spread is 22-6 with 4 double kills and 5 headshots. Epic Ponzors!
Oh, man.
Keep on fragging Duststorm, who continuously spawn snipes Fumo, while JVB and Gluis have epic sand... What? Epic
sandwich eating.
Oh, okay. Sandwich eating showdown, and Crypto is making burgers with his epic spatula. P.S. Crypto's secret ingredient is fart juice. Oh my God.
Oh.
Shout outs to Cannons with a 4, Duststorm, the world's greatest sniper, Gluis, King of Sandwiches and BRs, Riz Snack Roz, King of Ozzyland, Chucky J, King of God Tacular, Funny Boy 78, my homeboy, Chickenfoot 78, King of the Turlet. What? And Domuku, King of Everything Else, KBC, Jabba, Duked, Border Patrol, Snowman Hunter, Tokyo and America, and finally myself.
Oh, he shouts out to himself. He's got to even shout out himself.
Oh my God. Why? This guy has, like, so many friends. It's like, good God.
They're all Podtacular members, by the way, sure be members. We got a, I think Chickenfoot is the guy who dropped his iPod because he wrote in a Tale from the Foxhole writing in that, I was trying on the last Tale from the Foxhole episode that he was listening to Podtacular. Mm-hmm. And he dropped it into the toilet because he was laughing.
Oh my God!
For listening to us.
Well, hopefully we can ruin another iPod.
Yeah, hopefully we can. Hopefully.
Yep.
Well, my fellow listeners, that's all the time that we have for this week. Tune in next week to hear the final part of the Colin Tales from the Foxhole show. As you guys could tell, I wasn't in the main show this week, but I'm here editing the show, so I'm in here. Tune in for the remaining Tales from the Foxhole submissions and the MLG update with G. Lewis and Brent Gamer. Peace out. See you next week. Gotta be here next week.
There's only one thing left to say.
This week on the GamerCast Network. Just pretend you aren't sick of hearing about E3 for a second and tune in to the next episode of Retro Force Go when we discuss, you guessed it, E3 2009. The good, the bad, the retro. How was the big show this year? Come and listen. We have cookies. Take a 30-minute road trip around the Sarcastic Gamer community with Sarcastic Gamer Radio. On episode 57 of the Post Game Report, they cover E3 with Lano from Respawn Radio and Tin Pan Alley from TalkingAboutGames.com. On the video game show, it's the last week to get in entries for the World of Warcraft contest. Listen to episode 146 for all the details. Discover the community that gives you all these great podcasts and more at GamerCastNetwork.com.